All right, y'all. What's going on? What's going on? You already know it's your boy Alex, and we're back here for the Winning State of Mind. And man, no time has been more perfect for me to record. So I'm gonna just do it now. Endlessly and just running like clockwork through my mind is just thoughts of sacrifice right now. And I know I just spoiled it, but I have to get right to it. And yes, Thomas, if you hear this, man, I want you to be on my episode this week too. But, you know, if you hear this, man, I hope you're not too disappointed in me, because we're supposed to be getting built out here, man, and improving our body. But at the same time, when I leave work at 7:30, 7:35, 7:36, it just ain't it, Chief. And that's a difficulty that I've been experiencing since about the middle of August, is robbery of my free time to work on my passions part-time. It's been a journey, and it's been extremely difficult, and I don't like using excuses at all. I can't stand excuses. I don't like ever having to rely on an excuse or to feel like I can't do something. You know, I believe that I can do all things, especially in Christ who strengthens me, one. But it just comes to a point where you can only do so much, and you get stretched so thin where you have to take a step back and you have to make sacrifices. And I was talking to Ruben about this, my boy Ruben, for y'all that don't know. Thomas is my boy too. He's a good friend of mine that is a fitness mentor. That's what he is inspiring a lot of people through, is mentorship, to improve their lifestyles. I don't want to give too much away, because of course I want to let him get his own introduction, but he's definitely an amazing guy. But regardless, you just gotta, you know, accept that you can't do everything. And I was talking, like I said, to my boy Ruben, and we were just pretty much saying how life and everything that you do, and this is the first time that it's really hitting me, everything that you do has opportunity cost. Everything that you do has a sacrifice. You eat a grilled cheeseburger, you eat a greasy, like super greasy cheeseburger, you're sacrificing what, cholesterol or something, right? And you know, it's good if you're eating it once every 7 or 8 months or something. I mean, that's kind of extreme, but at the end of the day, you know, what is what? And I'm sure Thomas will have more input on that statement in the future, but opportunity cost right now. I'm driving to Best Buy so that I can buy an external hard drive, so that I can put everything on my old laptop onto my iMac that I just bought, so I can get right into music and stop taking time away, so I can, you know, get back to what I want to do in life and start walking back on that journey again. Notice how I didn't say running, I said walking back on that path, because it's a marathon. I'm not rushing it anymore. And I just saw this post, this dude, Louis Vuitton, he just had, I guess it was like a little sneak peek to his album that's coming out, and he was pretty much saying how we started looking at music as a chore and less as a creative outlet and as fun. Then you just start to get drained and you start to hate it. And that's the mindset that I had already before I even made it. Like, this dude's already touring and flipping all these songs and doing crazy things, and he's crazy talented. I'm nowhere near him yet. Not that it's a comparison or a battle or anything, but I'm just like, man, this dude's been in the game for years now, and he's feeling that way. Do I even deserve to feel that way? Like, I feel like I need to suck it up. And to stop, because I think both of us, the thing that we have in common is that we see the same end goal and we see the same potential within ourselves. But you don't want to take the fun away from it. And then I was sitting at work just playing all these songs that my boss has never heard, but they're vibing with. And I'm just like, man, take me back to the moments where I was just listening to music and just enjoying every single instrument, every single section, the A section, the B section, the chorus, the everything, the drums. Every time I'd hear a little percussion that I didn't hear before, you know, catch my ear. Wow, it was amazing and it was beautiful. And now when I'm listening to the music, because I became a creative myself, I now look at music like, wow, okay, what do I need to be doing better? What can I take from this song to incorporate in my own music? And I don't know if that's the right mindset. Do I want to be great? Of course. Do I want to go down as one of the greatest musicians that ever lived? I don't know, because what is the greatest? Who is the greatest? It's all relative. I could have 20 fans and my 20 fans could think I'm the greatest musician alive. You know, that's all that matters. Even if 1,000 people say 1 + 1 = 3, that doesn't mean it's correct. That doesn't mean it's a valid statement. Numbers and mass doesn't give it validation. But the fact of it is, if I was able to love my craft and love my sound and love everything I did and all the people that I was able to influence and the people that I met through music and the lives I've changed through music, then I say, hey, he's one of the greatest musicians ever. Not from his, just from his musicianship, but from everything that I've done in life. The charities and the philanthropies that I created in my name and the neighborhoods that I've created and the, you know, it's bigger than that. It's bigger than just what people think of you, and it's bigger than just numbers, man. It's about lives out here. It really is. And your life is the most important thing that you can ever be given. You need to realize that. Realize the value of your life. If y'all, shout out to all my guys and all my girls that are out here grinding, working these jobs that are 11-hour days, 12-hour days, even 10-hour days. Shout out to 10-hour days. I'll give y'all that, because it's different. It's different. You can say, oh, you know, I work till 8, that's still a long day. Yeah, and am I about to go back to working 8-hour shifts? Yeah, I am, thank the Lord. But at the same time, even though it's an extra 2 hours, you know how much you can get done in 2 hours? That's a whole workout session in 2 hours. That means if I'm losing out on 2 hours, I gotta push my workout back 2 hours now, and then use another 2 hours that I don't really have. It's like somebody's just stealing your money. It's like these jobs that your employer just takes your money. It's like you're gaining money, but at the same time, you're losing the most valuable currency. It'd be like if you had $10 bills and somebody was taking the $10 bills. You had $10 bills, so 10 singles, right? Somebody was just stealing them and replacing them with Monopoly money, and they're giving them, they're then in turn giving you 10s or 20s or 50s. It's like, yeah, sure, you know, it's big in one area, and if you're playing Monopoly, then I guess you're balling, right? You're really balling out. But if you're not doing that, then it's not as valuable. It's only more valuable in one area. And that's when you're playing a game. That's when you're playing a game of life. I don't want to be playing games with my life. I want to be taking my life as serious as I can, because you only get one life. And I realize the sacrifices that I have to make. And I'm more than willing to make sacrifices. But there just comes to a point where you need to also realize what's best for yourself. Do what's best for yourself and what's the smartest. You don't want to work hard, you want to work smart. And how can you make time work for you? How can you make things work for you? That's the goal. And I gotta have a slight detour here. I'm about to step into Best Buy real quick, but we're gonna continue this 1 second. All right, we're back. We're back. We are back, y'all. Thank you for the patience, but let's just jump back into it right where I was. Another example of sacrificing, right? So, just bought this hard drive. Sacrificed money. I said, you know what? I'm over here. Let me go take a trip to Guitar Center and see what's up. I'm in there. I'm looking. I'm like, you know what? I really don't think I'm going to buy anything here. I really hear that HS7s, Yamahas, for studio monitors are the way to go. And I like the fact that it's in the middle. I like the fact that it's in the middle. Those are some big monitors, by the way. If y'all haven't seen HS7s, those drones are low-key huge. And I'm like, man, the 5s, they're smaller, but the size, it does matter. Because I don't know all of it. I'm not going to act like I know all of it. I still have a lot of learning to do. But what I do know is that when it comes to mixing your music, the larger the monitor speaker, the more low end that can come into it, because it has a bigger range of frequency. I think that's what it is. And, you know, a lot of people, and by a lot, I mean pretty much every single person that listens to trap music or popular music nowadays loves bass. So you gotta be able to hear the bass. I'm about to blow y'all's minds right now too. Even though bass sounds so loud in songs, right? The bass isn't even the loudest instrument in the mix. The kick drum is. And I'm gonna, you know, people would be like, oh, that's some sauce. That's some sauce. You're giving away some secrets. That ain't even a secret. Like, I watched that on YouTube and I was just blown away, because naturally, of how loud bass can be, you just think that it's the loudest instrument in the mix. You just think like, wow, that 808 is snapping. Like, that joint is cranking. And it's all the way up. But really, it's not even all the way up. That's just how loud and how powerful the frequencies are. And you can put effects on it too to mimic and mirror that, but not even have the real image or the real what you would think is going on, like have that be reality. I don't know how to really describe that, but music is really an image and a mirage. And I feel like in the same way, it has to do with human psychology. I don't want to go down that tangent, but I mean, as y'all can tell, my interest in music, y'all want to talk about music, hit me up anytime. I'm always down to talk, and I'm definitely going to get more knowledgeable on it, so I can actually have some more value to say. But goes back to what I'm saying, I was in Guitar Center knowing I wasn't going to buy nothing pretty much, but what did I do? I still walked out of there with value, because I asked the dude questions. Just asked him questions. Straight up. Asked him questions about microphones. And I learned a lot tonight. Even then, I learned a lot. Cardioids. And there's like the way that microphones pick up sound. There's omni something, which is like around the whole entire mic. There's the cardioid, like it's right in front. There's figure eight, gets the front and the back. I'm just like, wow, that's crazy. There's mics that switch, and you can actually change the way that it picks up frequencies. When you get that area sound, you get the natural reverb in it, you know. What else? I was asking some other questions too, but it's about the value, man. And that's a sacrifice right there, because I could have been home doing something, but instead I took that free lesson. I walked out of there with a free lesson. I didn't pay for that lesson. I didn't pay for that lesson at all. Did I pay with my time? Yeah. And I mean, my time is valuable. Time is the most valuable currency. But I put my time to good use, so therefore I didn't waste it. And therefore I'm okay with that. And I'm still pretty much where I would be at now if I would have went to the gym. But that's what you get when you make sacrifices. You get outcomes that might lead you to the same destination, but with a different result. And so now my result, right, is that I'm wiser. I learned something new today. And the richest people that I've watched on YouTube and they've written books and such, they always say you should learn something new every day. And that's a real fact. You need to fall in love with learning, y'all. And let me stop saying need. I'm getting out of that. See, I'm learning to stop saying need. Cause I'm not gonna tell y'all need to do anything. Y'all grown and y'all can think for yourselves. But learning something new every day is crucial, especially if it's pertaining to what it is that you want to do as a passion and what you want to do for the rest of your life. I mean, and that's the thing. You got to make a sacrifice even there because, look, more on my own, right? And I'm talking a lot about myself, not because I'm like self-obsessed or narcissistic, just so I can put this into context and help frame the situation that I'm at, and y'all can help y'all understand me. I just started making music in January, and like, seriously, you know, and I'm not even gonna say like I wasn't making music non-seriously. I downloaded a trial of Ableton Live 9. It might have been 10. No, that was definitely 9. Ableton Live 9, and the trial, it gives you a whole month of Suite, which is like the fullest version, which is pretty dope. Shout out Ableton for that. But that was the first experience I had with making beats. And I got my feet wet. You know, I searched up how to do things, and I didn't really have music theory as a knowledge or anything. But, you know, I figured that out. You know, drum sequencing and how to get some patterns going and where to put drums and such, and figuring out some tempos, just like basic things to learn, just so you can kind of put together ideas. And it's a lot of fun, man. And it was cool to especially hear what comes naturally to my head. And like, wow, you know, when you're inspired, you just got to keep going and add whatever. And then at the end, it's like, wow, you just made a whole masterpiece. And yeah, it can still be trash, but you created something from the ground up. And that's a feeling that I love. And I think that's a feeling that we should all experience, is creating something that's completely ours and being completely in love with it and content with it. And don't be afraid either to love it, because you got to sacrifice your insecurity too. It's comfortable and it's easy to be insecure and say, yeah, you know, I made this, I don't even know. I just listened to DJ Payne 1 talk. Like, DJ Payne 1's a huge producer. He's produced for Jeezy, produced for Weezy, produced for, Ludacris, Rick Ross, 50 Cent. And he was like, man, you know, I don't even think I'm the greatest. Like, you know, I don't even think, sometimes I think I'm all right. And then other times I'm like, man, I'm not even that good. And to hear somebody like that who's paid off music, made it off music, and is helping other producers become successful, it's just like, man, how can you wrap your head around that? Like, this dude said he wanted to be a high school teacher, and he's one of the most influential producers in the game right now, sample based producer at that. Sacrifices, man. He sacrificed being a failure, fear of being a failure to his parents, to pursue what he really loved, man. And every day is a sacrifice. Every single day is a sacrifice. Even when you go to work, it's a sacrifice, because that's time. I mean, look, if you didn't go to work, let's say you sleep for, what, 8 hours, right? You still got a whole day. You still got a whole day in front of you to just do what you want and to do what you have to get done. You got a whole extra, what, 16 hours, right? That is beautiful. If you have 16 hours straight to just grind, do you know how much you can get done in that time? It's like pretty much endless at that point. That's two whole work days you fit in one, if you think about it. Because then if you're working 8 hours, right, you now got 16 hours to wriggle around with. at least two part-time jobs or even three in 16. Let's say you worked for 5 hours. That's three part-time jobs you can manage in that. But sleeping for 6 hours and then working for 10 hours, that's 16 hours. So you see a difference? Yeah, 16 plus 4, that's 20. Now you got 8 hours. And then that just keeps whoop, 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 hour by hour by hour by hour being taken away. And that's where I'm at, y'all. That's where I'm at. But I realized one thing. That it's always going to be like this. It might not be as extreme as it is right now. Because I'm working a job that takes so much of my time every day at that. And even when I'm on the weekend, even when I'm in the weekend and I'm not even on call, I could still expect a phone call from someone that is on call, like one of my bosses or something. And then I had to think about work. Or I'm like walking around, minding my own business. Man, wait. Did I remember to call them or do this? Oh, well, then it's like, wow, I'm always responsible for these families no matter when or where I am or what time it is, what day it is. I could take a trip to Spain. If I forgot to tell one family that their nurse called off, all hell's breaking loose. All hell's breaking loose. So that's why I'm just over it. And you know, I love these families. I care for them, but it's just not my purpose in life. Like, I wasn't put on this earth to worry about families and stress and do all this. You know, I've been able to be a servant unto them and to help them, but, you know, I got to keep on pushing, keep on trucking, and don't ever feel bad for doing what you need to be done, because you're sacrificing wasting your time. You're sacrificing keeping somebody else happy or helping a business, because now you're doing what you deserve to be doing and doing what you should be doing. You know, I was told, I wish I remember who said it exactly, but I want to say it might have even been, yeah, my coworker, mm-hmm, that I work with right now. A business is going to stay afloat whether you're there or not. You could be the most integral person that's on the team. You leave, guess what? That business don't manage. Because at the end of the day, a business is a business, and a business has one goal in mind. They can say, you know, we have the goal to change the way that cars are ordered, and we want to personalize everything and then be sustained. They still want money. They still want money. And it's always about money. If a business didn't care about money, they wouldn't set goals that pertain to money. Now, would they? They'd set goals as if, make 10 people smile today, or let's get 20 families to tell us that we've done the best job that we can and that they really appreciate our services. No, they say, let's shoot for, and this is even in staffing in the medical field. Oh, let's get 6,500 hours. We're only serving 5,900. That's not good. And these are actual human lives. These are actual children that were born with disabilities where they can't even breathe on their own. And this is what we're thinking about? Numbers? Seriously. So I just really challenge y'all to really pay attention to everything that you need to get done. One, prioritize what's more important than the other. And, you know, execute the best that you can. It's okay to not complete everything. There's always another time. There's always another chance. I'm not saying to procrastinate. I'm not saying to try and get things done or even have an attempt. But you have more time. You are the only one that can put a time constraint on your life. There's no requirement that by the age of 30 you have to be a millionaire or you'll never be a millionaire. The millionaire cutoff entry level is 30. Like, that doesn't exist. There's always going to be opportunity. And I'm a firm believer that if you just keep going and going and going, then like everybody I listen to that's a producer says, the bag will come. And I don't doubt that. And that's how I'm able to work on my music. And even when I'm going through these hardships now, and let me not even say hardships as if I'm living broke or hungry, because I'm not. And thank God I'm not, just by these struggles. That's what I'll say. Inconveniences. I know that I'll be doing it full time someday. And so I'm not concerned, and it doesn't make me upset. Because this is only going to be a part of the story, y'all. That's it. And I can use it as testimony to show y'all, hey, you know, I wasn't just talking to myself in my room. I was telling a story and painting a picture, creating a blueprint for y'all so that I can give it to y'all and help y'all live the lives that y'all deserve to live too. One filled with passion, one filled with purpose, and one filled with life, most of all. Life. Living. Not living to work. Not even working to live. Living to live is what we should all be striving for. I don't want to be working to live. But I'd rather be working to live than living to work. Our purpose is greater than that, and we all need to realize that. Each person was put on this earth for a special reason, and I will always believe that. And this is episode 50. It got three different parts that I just kind of glued together and put it all into one. And this is it. Half. Can't believe it. Fifty episodes of a podcast where I don't even know where I got this idea from. But I couldn't and I wouldn't be here without y'all. I'm thankful for every single person that has ever listened to my podcast. Every single person that is a devout follower of my podcast, a devout listener of my podcast. I can't thank you enough. Y'all are the only reason that I do this. I don't do this for myself. I do this so that I can continue to spread the message and to continue to open the eyes that are closed. We don't have to live on a roller coaster that forces us to go on the same track as everyone else. We don't have to strap in and just sit for the ride. We can be in the driver's seat behind the wheel. It's possible. Opportunity will find you as long as you're looking for it. It's never stupid to chase wealth. But it is stupid to chase being poor. And the funny thing is, a lot of people don't even know that they're chasing being poor. If you're spending $500 on sneakers every time you get a bag, every time you get a check, and then you're back down to $126, you're chasing porn. You're chasing, I don't even know if poorness is a word, but you're chasing being poor, being broke. And that's wrong. No, I'm chasing shoes. No, you're not. You're chasing self-infliction. Crazy. Crazy, right? So, that being said, y'all, we finally recorded episode 50. And what I wanted to do starting at the, after episode 50, I just made sure I waited until episode 50. There's a function that has been introduced on Anchor, and it's a donate button. You know, I'm going to activate this button because I just want a sign from the people that I have following and listening and leading with me. You know, changing their mind and thinking, provoking thought out here with me. Send me a dollar. Show me that you're there. Show me that you value me. Because I want to provide value. And even if 10 people send me $1, that's $10 now. That's 10 people that thought I was at least worth one of their own dollars. And I'm with that, you know. I'm with that 100%. Because 10 people could send me no dollars. But if I get $1, that means I'm worth something that you have to physically give. And that's motivation that I need to keep on going. Because I know y'all are in it for the long haul then. I'm not even sure how it works. But I think you need to go on the Anchor website itself. You know, my goal is to be working for myself at some point in life. That's just, I know that's my purpose. I know that's what it is. And to show other people how to do the exact same thing. And I sometimes feel like I haven't been giving y'all my best. I haven't had an interview on here in a minute, and I apologize for that. You know, it's just been a lot of things, a lot of different things, but class is back in session now. And that's why I'm so excited moving forward into New Year's to see what's around the corner, because life has a funny way of taking you places you never thought you'd ever be or ever go. And that's called getting rewarded for the sacrifices that you've made. I've never made a sacrifice worried about will it pay off. Because you gotta know. You know, people like to say, if you know, you know. No. You really got to know. People don't get to the NFL wondering if they'll get to the NFL. Probably. I mean, there might have been some here or there, but majority of people just know, I'm going. I'm going. I'm going. I'm going. I'm going. I will do it. I will do it. I will do it. I really challenge y'all to get in that mindset. Because there's greatness at the end of every road for all of us. But will you be the one to sacrifice something for that? Are you willing to sacrifice for it? Only you can answer that. So thank you once again, y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Every single person that listens to this podcast, downloads it. Y'all are the realest listeners ever. And I'm beyond grateful to have such an amazing audience. Please get in contact with me and let me know what you want from me. If you want to come on the show, even if you want to just have a discussion, like, I'm down. please just hit me up. And let's make it happen, okay? So this has been The Winning State of Mind. And I'm going to see y'all on episode 51. Peace.